Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. There are amazing resources to help folks in our community here in the Columbia Pacific region. One of these resources is an organization known as MTC Works, which translates into Management and Training Corporation, providing services to businesses, adults, dislocated workers, and youth in Clatsop, Columbia, and Tillamook counties. They want to help you or someone you know. So what is it they do? Today we'll find out about just what MTC Works offers, as well as a special career mapping workshop coming up on December 1st and 2nd at the Employment Department building on Marine Drive in Astoria. My guest today is Julie Gassner, who is the director of MTC Works. Thanks for being here today, Julie.
Thank you, Donna.
Before we begin to talk about MTC Works and what you do there, let's hear a little bit about Julie Gassner, please.
Wonderful. Well, I've been in the lovely Astoria community for the last 5 years. I came via Eastern Oregon, where I spent 17 years. I was in La Grande for 12 years and Ontario for 5. I've been in the employment and training business for roughly 14 years. I was a director for a nonprofit organization in Eastern Oregon for 5 of those years called Training and Employment Consortium. And now I'm here on the coast. I came here when the previous director, Jill Elkins, I know many know Jill, said that she had the opportunity to go to our corporate offices and run our international programs and said, Julie, what do you think about the coast? And I said, I'd love the opportunity. So here I am.
It's quite different here on the coast, I would imagine, from Eastern Oregon. What are the challenges you've noticed that are different? Maybe we should talk about a little bit about what your job entails, what you do.
Absolutely. MTC is part of a consortium of providers for employment and training organizations made up of the 24 rural counties in Oregon called the Oregon Consortium. So we work specifically with rural communities and understand the challenges living in that community as it relates to employment and training and education. My experience in Eastern Oregon is very relevant for the experiences and the challenges that we have here on the coast. They're small communities, there's limited employment opportunities, our youth are typically going to the bigger cities, and some are coming back and some are not. We have an aging population, so there are a lot of parallels between as far as the economic makeup. The differences from the Eastern Oregon to the coast and Columbia County and Tillamook County would be more of the natural resources, the fishing industry, and the challenges that our fishermen and women are facing right now. The tourism industry is obviously greater and stronger here in Clatsop County. Tillamook County with the dairies, that is a new twist for us. And then the manufacturing, or should I say the decline of manufacturing in Columbia County. And the weather, obviously, is another difference. This past year, we received a disaster grant after the storm of 2007, which is something that I didn't experience on the east side of the state. So those are some new challenges.
Would you say that the population base is similar in terms of the numbers of people you're serving?
We actually serve more people here in what's called Region 1, Columbia, Clatsop, and Tillamook County. It is a larger population than what I had in the eastern part of the state. So we are serving a few more.
What do you love about what you do?
You know, I love the opportunity to help people every single day. What we do is we're making a difference in people's lives. Anybody who has a dream, has a goal, has a hope to improve their skills as it relates to employment, to training, to education, we're here to help you.
Well, let's talk about the ways in which you do that. Now, you offer services to businesses, you offer services to adults, to youth, to disabled, people who have particular challenges. Why don't we just kind of go down the list here and talk about, because I think, as we talked about a little bit earlier before the program, most people who just have their normal daily jobs and are in the workforce don't really know about MTC Works. They wouldn't really be familiar with the things you do. So how do people find MTC Works, and what do you do for people?
Talking about adults, if we start with that population.
All right.
If you found yourself unemployed, lost your job, and are collecting unemployment, or you're looking for work, odds are your first thought is, I'm going to go to the employment department. And so if you come down to 450 Marine Drive, the employment department, you will find MTC Works. We work directly in partnership together. Part of an initiative that the governor set forth over a year ago is called integration. And so the services that the employment department offers as it relates to job matching and labor exchange services need to be offered with MTC Work services, which are the job training, skill upgrade, and work search assistance kinds of services. And so most likely that's your first line of defense as an adult, how you would be introduced to MTC and our services.
All right. So let's say that I'm an adult. I've just lost my job through the company's gone under, whatever's happened. Mm-hmm. I go to the unemployment office and I say, I'd like to get benefits. And they say, well, great. Okay. File all these papers. And then why don't you walk right over there to MTC Works and sit down with a counselor, a trainer, someone who can help you? And then what will this person do to help me?
Okay. So basically, to use your scenario, one, we want to say it's the employment department, is we would get you registered in our system. And that what registering means is basically we're going to collect your information, your name, your address, and what brings you in today. So in your scenario, you're looking for work. We're going to take you next through what's called the iMatch job skill matching system, where we're going to learn more about your work history, what you've done, what your interests are, where your skills are. And then we're going to find out, would you like to see where are your current skills at right now? We call that an initial skills review. And if you say yes, then we'll have you complete an online assessment, and that's going to determine your reading level and your math skills. The whole purpose of that is to help you understand where you are at. You might be interested in going into a healthcare profession, and it requires a certain reading level. And so now you're going to know, do I need to work on my, you know, reading skills before I sign up for classes at Clatsop Community College or some other school? And so from there, you're like, okay, I'd like to go into training. So then you'll be introduced to an MTC Works employment specialist, and we'll go through and we'll invite you to attend our employment readiness training classes, where you're going to learn about labor market information, you're going to learn about career opportunities, you're going to learn and update your resume, a master application, how to interview, and just overall general networking, and learn about what the opportunities are. So then you've identified that I'd like to go for training. You're going to fill out a scholarship packet, and that scholarship packet takes you down the path where you're really going to research. So using healthcare. Healthcare is an in-demand occupation. And so if you want to go on that career, you're going to interview at least two people within that profession. You're going to find out what is the job opportunity, what is the outlook, what are the wages, what are the skills necessary to get into this training, and where could I go? And then you're going to find out how much it costs, and you're going to submit that application, and we'll review it, and hopefully we'll be able to say, yes, we can get you in. And basically, we ask that you have to fill out the Pell Grant, because financial aid is your first defense. See if you're eligible for that. And if you're not eligible for financial aid, then that's where MTC has resources that we might be able to help offset. And then maybe in next year, you would be eligible. So that's one way that you could come into our services.
And you help blue collar and white collar workers. Doesn't matter what your
absolutely
background is.
Anybody who is unemployed right now and would like to upgrade their skills and seek employment is able to come in and access our services.
And we should talk just a second about funding, because you are a private corporation. However, you contract with the state and with the federal government to provide these resources to help people gain, you know, employment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are a service provider that's been identified by the counties to be the recipient of these funds. And so we deliver the services. We've been doing this for over 25 years. We have a proven track record of success in getting people connected to jobs and getting them into training. And so therefore, we've been the expert in this field for some time.
You said earlier that you are a one-stop. What does that mean? A one-stop?
A one-stop, or I also take it a step further, WorkSource Oregon. The Employment Department and MTC are two partners in this marriage called WorkSource Oregon. And we believe that if you come into the Employment Department and you are in need of additional training information or training funds, they would refer you to MTC. So there's no wrong door, is the theory. If you come into the Employment Department, or again, the WorkSource Center, and you are in need of childcare assistance, we could refer you to childcare resource and referral. If you're in need of food stamps, we can refer you to the Department of Human Services, who are also a partner in the bigger picture. I mean, all of our partners, you have Department of Human Services, you have Office of Vocational Rehabilitation, you have the community college system, economic development. We all work together, and the theory is that you could come to any one of us and we'll get you connected to the right source. as it relates to employment and training.
That is so valuable, so important when people feel lost and they don't know who to turn to. Absolutely. To be able to find one organization that works with everybody, that's like an umbrella that you said, oh, this is what you need. This will help you.
Very much.
Yeah, tailored to a person. Okay, so now we've talked about how you help adults. And then perhaps we should talk about how you help youth.
Youth. Our target population for youth are those youth that may be struggling in school and are in additional assistance to receive their high school diploma or a GED. And then also are looking for that next step. What am I going to do once I've obtained that, diploma? Am I going to go to college? Am I going to go straight into the workforce? Am I going to join the military? Am I going to Job Corps or an apprenticeship program? And so we target low-income youth who have barriers to employment. And a barrier to employment can be no work history, poor work history, and poor academic opportunities, or at risk of dropping out of school. The list goes on. Could be a youth with a disability, who's been involved with the correction system, drugs and alcohol, etc. And how youth come to us, we have strong working relationships with the schools in all three of our counties. And so typically the school counselor, if there is a student who's struggling and might need some additional supports, they might think to contact MTC and say, hey, could we get, our son or daughter or this student into your program? Because we offer additional supports for youth. I mean, our focus is that high school completion, and then we want to give them incentives to, get that employment or to go, that next step. And so if they go on to college, we can give them an incentive for their retention, for continuing on. If they get a job and they hold that job, we can give them incentives to support that. And oftentimes, youth just need another positive influence that can help support them as they struggle through, this maze we call life. And we're an additional support.
Julie, if someone's listening to this program today, they don't have to be referred to you. A young person could be listening to this program, driving or doing something and saying, I feel kind of lost. I'm not sure what I should be doing here. I'm just going to drive my car right now to the employment office building and I'm going to go in and say to MTC Works, hi, I'm here. I have these skills. I'm not sure what to do. I need help. That can happen.
Absolutely can happen. You don't need to be referred. We are a first come, first serve, open to the general public. You name it, we're here.
Okay. So we've now talked about how you help adults and how you help youth. And then we have two other categories. One is business services and the other one is disabled, which would actually go into or barriers to employment, which would really go into this career mapping workshop. What would you like to address first?
Businesses.
Okay.
As part of our work source system, we, as a system, receive funding that will help employers to train and upgrade the skills of their current workforce. And those funds are called Employment Workforce Training Fund. And an employer who is in Clatsop of Columbia, Tillamook Counties, has employees who have a need to upgrade those skills that will help the business retain its stability in the community, help the employees upgrade their skills, is eligible to apply. Those funds are a matching fund request. So use the example, if you ask for $10,000, we ask that you provide $10,000 in match. And match can be in kind or it can be cash. And the most typical way that employers are able to match their request is by paying those employees while they're in training. So oftentimes training will happen on the job. And so if you're paying for that person to be there, then you can use that as your match. And so we try and make it as simple as possible. And our current round of funds are being reviewed currently. However, this is an ongoing pot of money that we've received. And we have about $100,000 to provide in all three of the counties, in Columbia, Clatsop, and Tillamook.
Do the businesses have to be a certain size? Are these small businesses? Are they large businesses? And everybody's, okay, I'm a business owner. I can't say, I need help with bookkeeping. Can you help train me? I really have to say, I have some employees who need training and can you help me?
Yes. And I can, we have provided training to a variety of different sizes, from small two shop employees, I'll use most, the hospital has been a beneficiary of this training in years past. They had some nursing staff that needed to upgrade their skills. Georgia Pacific has benefited from these. They, were working on the paper machine and needed to upgrade the skills of those employees. North Coast Phone and Computer, they've had technicians to expand their business. And SoapCo Welding, they have benefited. They had welders that needed training. J&H Boatworks, a mid-sized company, they upgraded their skills for their employees. So it's a variety from small to large, healthcare, retail, manufacturing.
That's fabulous. And I have some more questions for you. I'm going to take a quick station ID. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And I'm speaking today with Julie Gassner, and she's really excited about what she's doing because she's helping people at MTC Work. She's helping adults and businesses and youth and those who are disabled or dislocated workers or people who have barriers to employment. And it's really fascinating, Julie. So all right, now I have a question about this, the business services. Let's say the hospital, this is just runs the gamut here, boat builders and computer experts and nurses. So you can't have on staff all of these experts in all these fields. So what you do is, all right, I'm the hospital. I come to you, I say, I have some nurses here. I'd like them to learn the latest on some of this new technology. So we're getting some new equipment in. Then how do you arrange to get them that training?
Most times the employers have the training already in mind. And so, and if they don't, then we will connect them. So Clatsop Community College is a partner of these resources and this workforce response team. And so they could go down to Cedar and talk with Rick Gardner or one of his
Let's explain what Cedar is.
The Clatsop Economic Development Resources. And they are, you know, that's a great way for businesses. And I know that Rick and Mark have been out talking to local businesses and introducing this funding opportunity. So oftentimes businesses know a provider. So if it's not the local community college, maybe it's a specialist. So using the example of healthcare, you know, they might have a new piece of equipment and there's a vendor that offers that training. And so more times than not, the employer already knows who they want to have that train.
I see. Okay. So let's say you have someone who has a business, you're in tourism, and you have someone who needs customer service training. And you say, there's a program through Travel Oregon, and it's this Q program, quality program, and we'd like to send these four people there. We don't have all the resources that we need, so we would like your help to send them to this training. And then we figure out how financially we can work together.
Absolutely. Yep. We have the financial resources to help pay for those training opportunities, as well as then the capacity in the form of our network to get you connected to the people who deliver that training.
But you do want from the businesses some sort of financial commitment on their part as well.
Absolutely. It can either be cash or in kind.
Okay, perfect. That's so smart. So you would be, so if we said, well, we'll pay these employees while they're out doing this week training or whatever it is, then that is the in kind that would be.
That the employer would be offering.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
What a great, I just think so many people don't realize what MTC Works does.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about now disabled, dislocated, barriers to employment. What does that mean, barriers to employment? Because that really relates to this career mapping workshop that's happening December 1st and 2nd here in Astoria at the Employment Office.
WorkSource Oregon, as I talked about, is the partnership of the Employment Department and MTC, as well as Voc Rehab, Department of Human Services, and the colleges. That system, we employ a disability navigator, and that is Kathy Van Lo, who's been on your show previously. And Kathy's function is to help individuals with barriers, be it a disability, who might struggle a little bit more in trying to navigate this system of employment. And so she offers that one-on-one assistance. She starts off that process by offering the career mapping workshop, which will be coming up on December 1st and 2nd here in Astoria.
That's a free workshop.
Free workshop to individuals. You just need to contact our office and get registered for that. But she's going to go through some career exploration with you and help you to identify, you know, what avenue to go. And this really is targeting those individuals that need a little bit more assistance and those individuals with disabilities.
Let's say then, if someone has, if English is a second language for someone, that would be considered a barrier to employment.
That would be.
A person could come to that workshop and that would be helpful to them.
It would be helpful to them.
What about, is there any help for the disabled who have vision issues, eyesight, you know, challenges?
That would be something that they would be welcome. And then we would try and get them connect up with vocational rehabilitation or the commission for the blind. So we try and help them navigate those resources as well, getting them connected. You know, who do I go to get additional assistance?
What's going to happen at this career mapping workshop? When someone comes in, someone has a barrier, whether it's English as a second language, they have a physical disability, they have, maybe they just lack self-confidence. They've been out of the workforce. It's someone just got a divorce. This person has not been in the work field for a very long time. Those kinds of things. So they will be encouraged to move into the employment by having certain sets of skills that are offered, or certain, what's going to happen at this workshop?
Maybe just to back up, more so the individuals with a disability, targeting that population
for the career mapping workshop. Got it.
Anybody else that you identified, you know, somebody who's been out of the workforce for a long time, a divorce,
that's not considered a disability.
Yeah, not a disability for this workshop.
Okay,
those people we'd invite to our employment readiness class.
Okay.
Yes, but somebody with English as a second language, we'd have them come to this class as well. But what they would learn is they would kind of identify, based on their own unique situation, where are my skills? Where are my strengths? What opportunities do I have? What value can I be of an employer? And Kathy will work individually with them after the class to help get them connected to the right opportunities.
I guess then maybe we should ask, what is the definition of disability? Because that's something that seems to change, I suppose, depending on circumstance.
It does. A disability in this sense would be a learning disability, a physical disability, a mental disability, something that you can physically see disability to something you can't see as a disability. And so it'd be documented.
Okay.
So something that a doctor has diagnosed you with a disability.
Although you would consider English as a second language, that would be a disability. Because if they don't have a grasp of it.
I would consider that a barrier.
A barrier.
Not a disability.
Okay.
Right.
Barrier. And there are barriers to employment, and that would be in that category.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this career mapping workshop takes place all day?
9 to noon.
9 to noon.
December 1st and 2nd at 450 Marine Drive. And if you are interested in learning more about this workshop, you can contact our offices at 325-1156 and ask to register for the December career mapping workshop. And if this isn't the workshop for you, they'll recommend a more appropriate, could be our employment readiness training class.
That's what's amazing too, is that you have this constant ongoing series of programs, from resume training to employment readiness, because these are the things you've identified as being reasons why people are unemployed or need help.
Absolutely.
Becoming employed.
Absolutely. And our employment readiness training is offered twice a month. It's a Monday through Thursday class. And just as you said, you'll learn about resumes, interviewing, master applications, labor market information, what is out there. And this is really just that first step, especially for somebody who's been out of the market for a while. And you need to know, I mean, the world of looking for a job has changed. We have social networking sites, we have Facebook, we have MySpace, we have Monster, JobDango. And how do I navigate this? I don't know how to work a computer. So we also offer some intro computer classes with the goal of just getting you comfortable with, how do I click on the internet? How do I navigate this? Then if you want to look at maybe a Word class or an Excel class, and these are just precursor basic skills classes, because our goal is that hopefully you'll get excited and you'll want to go on to the college and take more in-depth classes and help continue your education, because we firmly believe that we all need to upgrade our skills at all levels and at all times. And so if we can get you excited about learning, then we're going to be successful and help you to be successful for the rest of your career.
It's all about partnerships, isn't it?
Absolutely. We could not be successful if we didn't have partners like the Employment Department, the College, Department of Human Services, Voc Rehab, Job Corps, Economic Development. We're all vital and necessary to be successful for you, those that are looking for employment or upgrading your skills.
Julie, what is the most frustrating part about what you do, and what's the most rewarding?
Frustrating are limited opportunities. You get somebody all trained and ready to go, and not that we would be promoting that, but they can't find work, and especially if they're looking to stay right here in the community.
So because it's a rural area with fewer opportunities.
Fewer opportunities. So we really want to target those opportunities that are here, if that's where you want to stay, and getting you connected.
Do you also have the occasion to, let's say that you have someone come into the office and this person has a skill and it would be a perfect match for a position that you've talked to an employer about something and you think, oh, wait, that person is the right match for this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's in partnership with the Employment Department. We definitely are a help and a resource there, as well as with the temp agencies. We work with them in partnership too.
So the most frustrating would be that maybe, and of course, I'm sure you have just tons of paperwork you have to do all the time. But
I would never say that.
but your enthusiasm is really wonderful. And then obviously the joy of seeing someone succeed, find gainful employment that makes them feel happy.
Absolutely. Anytime that we can have somebody who receives funding to go to school and they're just so grateful because they never thought that they could do it. And then once they complete school, hey, I've got a job. I'm happy. I'm, you know, successful. I mean, that sums it all up right there. Just seeing that smile in their face and just, you know, that hope that they have.
How many employees does MTC Works have here in Astoria? Because I know you're also in Columbia and Tillamook County. But
we have 12.
Okay, 12 right here in Astoria.
Right here in Astoria.
Okay. And are you inundated now? Do you have, because since this, the economic situation now, has that changed how you're your flow of people?
We definitely are seeing more individuals. With the layoff at Weyerhaeuser, we've received 47 people from that dislocation who we are actively serving right now and trying to get them connected to training. And so not just them. I mean, we've got everybody from construction that this is their downtime that are coming in. So we're definitely seeing more people and our classes are full. And the important thing for people to note is that the colleges are getting full too. And so time is of the essence to take advantage of these services. Come in and let's get you connected and help you make that next step.
I have a neighbor who just lost a construction work, and he's a terrific person, and I'm going to recommend that he call you, Julie.
Fabulous.
Any last minute thing? We just have about a minute left here. Anything else you'd like people to know?
I just want people to know that WorkSource Oregon, MTC, the Employment Department, the Community College, CEDAR, we are all here to help you, and we want you to be successful because we like living here on the North Oregon coast, and we want it to be a viable place, and we want businesses to think that, you know, hey, I could come here and be successful because we have a skilled workforce, and we got energetic and exciting people.
It's so true. It's so true. So economic development opportunities for individuals, for businesses, you can call MTC Works at 503-325-1156. And my guest today has been Julie Gassner, and she is the executive director of MTC Works. And you're in the phone book. People can Google you. If they don't have a computer, they can just call and they can find you.
Absolutely. Our website, www.mtcworks.com, phone. But if you're looking for a job, come down to the Employment Department or what we like to call WorkSource Oregon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Julie, because I really do think that a lot of people are not aware of the, you know, all the things that MTC Works offers. And so I'm really grateful to know that. This county does have a great support system for people.
Absolutely.
And we're really fortunate to be here. So thanks so much for all the good work you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Well, I want to thank all of you who listen to Talk of Our Towns. I'm Donna Quinn, and this program airs each Wednesday morning from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on KMUN Astoria and also on KTCB in Tillamook. We are also live streaming on the web at www.coastradio.org. And this program will be repeated this evening on KCPB 90.9 at 8:30 p.m. And that happens every Wednesday evening afterwards. You can also download it on your MP3 player. So we have had to upgrade our skills here at KMUN, too. It's a new world. We're transforming and evolving and changing all the time. I want to thank Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.